quick tabloid trash update with Teresa.
Kanye West went on another tirade, posted some anti-Semitic content over the weekend, getting both his Instagram and his Twitter shut down. Madonna posted a video on Instagram over the weekend hinting that she is gay. She has been married to, she was only married to Guy Ritchie, right? But she does have children with other men. She's adopted some children.
Was she married to Sean Penn?
Yes, you're right. So yeah. She's been married multiple times. And remember one of her most famous female kisses? Can you remember what it is?
That was Britney Spears.
It was actually Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, but for some reason, people only talked about the Britney kiss, which I guess at first was probably making Christina mad, but then later when there was backlash, she was like, ha ha, you guys don't remember me. And finally, a new Wednesday trailer. This is a sort of Addams Family themed spinoff that's coming to Netflix. The new trailer shows for the first time that Fred Armisen is Uncle Fester and one of the original Wednesdays, Christina Ricci, is coming back as a faculty member.
Uncle Fester.
I like to travel incognito. Come on, let's roll.
I trust Enid has given you the old nevermore welcome.
She's been smothering me with hospitality. I hope to return the favor in her sleep.
Why, she's so creepy.
I don't know, but I really, really want to get Netflix back just to watch the
show.
You
should. Yeah. Wednesday hits Netflix on November 23rd, and that's your tabloid trash.
Now, another quick tabloid trash update with Teresa.
Dwayne Johnson, or The Rock, whichever you prefer, will not run for president after all. He's been talking about this for the past few years, and they did some polls where a lot of people said they would vote for him. He's very likable. But he just recently said, I love our country and everyone in it, but I also love being a daddy. And right now, my daughters are my priority. He has a grown daughter who's 21, but he also has two little girls that are only 4 and 6 from his second marriage.
Such a fun age.
I love that he's making them a priority.
Yep.
Smile is once again the top movie in North America at the box office. It brought in $17.5 million over the weekend. So that's 2 weeks it's been number one. George Clooney and Julia Roberts, their new movie, Ticket to Paradise, it doesn't even come out until, I think, not this weekend, but the following weekend. But it's already started internationally. And its international box office is already $60 million. Let's just compare. I just told you Smile was the number one movie in North America. It made $17 million. And already George Clooney and Julia Roberts have made $60 million. And it hasn't even opened up in the U.S.
Well, their chemistry together is just incredible.
Yeah. Well, and if you put all of their movies together, like not that they've started together, but all that they've made, it brings in over $1 billion.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
That's your tabloid trash.
Now, another quick tabloid trash update with Teresa.
A first look is being released at an upcoming documentary about pop star and actress Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez, My Mind and Me, will detail the singer's battle with mental health. And the reason that she is releasing that is because of, if you don't know, today is actually World Mental Health Day.
Mm-hmm. Just be who you are, Selena. No one cares about what you're doing. It's about who I am. Being okay with where I am.
She not only talks about her mental health, but also dealing with her diagnosis of lupus over a 6-year period. I'm sure she's going to talk about her kidney transplant and just all of the things that she's gone through have affected her mental health. Selena Gomez, My Mind and Me, releases on Apple TV Plus on November 4th. Arnold Schwarzenegger is auctioning off some personal training sessions. So this is a pretty cool charity auction. On Saturday, he auctioned off old clothes, art, a ride in his tank.
He still has that tank?
Oh, yeah. Some lucky bidders even won a personal workout session with Arnold himself. That one went for over $150,000. In total, the auction brought in just under $2 million, and it all goes towards after-school programs for kids in 60 different cities.
Wow.
I think I would want that ride in a tank with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Too.
And finally, a new series called America's Got Talent. All stars will bring back contestants from former sessions. Simon Cowell, Heidi Klum, and Howie Mandel will be the judges, and it will premiere next year. That's your tabloid trash.